Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Attempts have been made to harness the enormous energy potential of moving ocean water for decades. As far back as the mid-11th century, people were making the logical extension from exploiting energy in running rivers, streams, and canals. Early attempt to harness the kinetic energy contained in moving seawater was focused on estuaries, where both river hydrology and tides influence the water movement. But wave energy can be harnessed, in theory, anywhere where there are predictable waves, including in areas far offshore. The first commercial-scale wave energy plant was commissioned for the Isle of Islay, Scotland, in 2000. But ocean energy technology has been historically hindered by the engineering and operational challenges, the availability and low cost of oil and gas, and the resultant low purchase rates and lack of government and public interest. With oil supplies at or near peak, and the price at record highs, renewable energy from ocean-based systems has seen new interest and new investment. For example, OceanLynx, a company formerly known as EnergyTech, has developed wave energy projects in three areas of Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, and Tasmania, in two sites in the U.S., Rhode Island and Hawaii, in South Africa, in Mexico, and in the United Kingdom. These wave energy devices follow a very simple principle. Water inside a chamber open on the bottom rises and falls as waves pass through, compressing and displacing the air inside, which then drives a turbine. Wave energy is converted to mechanical energy that drives an electric generator. In some units, the turbine is driven on both the upward and the downward movement of water in the chamber. The OceanLynx turbine has variable pitch blades that produce maximum energy efficiency. Each unit can produce enough energy to power 1,500 homes and can save thousands of tons of CO2 and SO2 emissions annually. Other units rely on what is known as heaving buoy technology, which captures the kinetic energy in the orbital motion of surface waves, and tapering channels funnel waves into natural or artificial channels, filling an elevated reservoir, which then allows water to flow back to the sea past turbines that capture and convert the energy. Tidal energy also has great potential as a renewable energy source, and has the advantage over waves of high predictability. Tides are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon and sun, and their effects on the rotating Earth. In nearshore areas, the differential between low and high tide, both of which occur twice a day, can approach 15 meters. However, there are a limited number of areas around the world where tidal range and the topographic conditions allow the practical utilization of tidal energy. According to the Department of Energy, only about 20 locations in the United States have good inlets and a large enough tidal range of at least 3 meters to produce energy economically. Most tidal energy plants use a dam known as a barrage, which spans a narrow bay or inlet. Sluice gates on the barrage allow the tidal basin to fill on the incoming high tide and empty through the turbine system on the outgoing or ebb tide. As in wave energy systems, there are units that generate electricity on both the incoming and outgoing tide. The La Rance station in France began making electricity by harnessing kinetic energy of tides in 1966 and now produces enough energy to power 240,000 homes, 240 megawatts a year, or about one-fifth the power generated by a nuclear power plant. According to an article in the Financial Times, total wave and tidal power could eventually exceed 2 trillion watts of annual electrical energy generation, a significant contribution to the spectrum of alternative sources. We will explore these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.